Hi guys, it's your host Jamel and Tristan
with the Meet Me at the Bar podcast.
Welcome back to the Meet Me at the Bar podcast. This is episode number 9. You're with your host Jamel. Unfortunately, Tristan's not with us today as he's celebrating his birthday in Bournemouth with his girlfriend, I believe. So unfortunately, guys, you are just stuck with me. As Tristan's away, guys, I wanted to take this opportunity to speak about periodization in training. That is whether you are a athlete or an aspiring athlete or just play sports in general, or if you're a general gym goer. So guys, so I'm not going to go into macrocycles, mesocycles, microcycles. I just wanted to get into the phases of training that everyone should go through so you don't fall into the trap of just adding a few more reps or a bit more weight for 6 months and then sort of hitting a dead end. So guys, the 4 phases of training are a general preparation phase, a more specific phase, competition phase, and a recovery phase. Depending on what you do and what you're trying to achieve, these phases will look different from person to person, but I'm just going to try and give you a general overview in this podcast today. So obviously you know the 4 phases now because I've just given them to you, but what are they? So a general preparation phase, guys, this is a phase where you're trying to build yourself up. So you're trying to build your base, i.e. this could be trying to build your aerobic endurance, can be trying to build your maximal strength, etc. So this phase here, guys, doesn't have to be specific to what you're doing. You're just trying to build yourself up for the coming weeks of training. This phase, you know, is usually between 4 to 6 weeks, depending on what you're doing. You've then got a more specific phase. Say, for example, if you are a field-based athlete where you're running on grass, etc., you know, your cardio work will then obviously be specific. It should be specific to what you're going to do, i.e. there's no real good sitting on a walk bike if you're going to play football in the coming season, because that isn't going to transition directly over into what you're trying to achieve. You've then got a competition phase. This is then the phase of training, what you do during the competition. This is where the length can vary from person to person, because if you play a sport like rugby, say for example, your season can go on from like September to May, so that'll be a massive competition phase. If you're potentially a power lifter or a weightlifter, your competition phase could potentially be a build up to one competition, which can be like a weekend or just a week. So your competition phase is much, much less. And then lastly, guys, you have a recovery phase. So this is the phase where you recover from your training, from what you've done from the previous weeks, however long that may be. And then obviously, guys, you have like potentially maybe like a transition phase, but then you'll obviously go back into your general preparation. Once again, the recovery phase can vary, guys. Obviously, if you play a team sport, that will be your off season. So before pre-season, so you know that can be like 4 to 6 weeks probably. And once again, if you are like a powerlifter or a weightlifter or a general gym goer who's just tested for a week, say for example, you know, this recovery phase might be a week or 2 weeks. So once again, you know, you can see how they differ. So guys, I wanted to split this up into 2 different sections, more like athletes and then general gym goers, because I think that will be the best way to sort of get the best point across. So guys, let's start with sports people. If you're a sports person, you know, at any level, you should, and you want to be good at your sport and you enjoy your sport, the work that you do in the gym and outside of the gym, outside of your actual sport, should be to improve that sport. Okay guys, i.e. if you are a badminton player, there's no point just following a basic bodybuilding program, because you're not going to get the most bang for your buck, you're not going to get the most benefit from that. So as you go through your 4 phases of training, you know, all these things should be taken in consideration. So let's start with the general preparation phase, guys. As I said, this is the phase where you want to build yourself up. For a sports person, okay, guys, you should see this as the start of your preseason. So however long your preseason is, you know, this first mesocycle, so this is probably like 4, maybe up to 8 weeks, this is your general preparation phase, so the start of your pre-season. What should you be doing in this phase? As I said, this is very general. This doesn't have to be sport specific. It just needs to start building you up, okay? I.e., I play rugby. I like to start my general preparation phase usually on the bike, because then it's off feet. It's a nice transition from going from your recovery phase, and then I'm not just like battering my knees and my ankles going straight into running. So I might start building my aerobic endurance on the bike. And then in terms of my resistance training, it won't be anything too specific. I'll probably start off with a basic heavy push, heavy pull day, and then potentially some more dynamic stuff, but nothing really nitty gritty that's going to transfer onto the field. Once you've gone through that first mesocycle, guys, obviously then that takes you into your second half of pre-season, which will then be more sport-specific. When we're talking about sport-specific, guys, obviously it varies from sport to sport, so dependent on what you play, obviously this will change. If you are a rugby player, your sport-specific phase will look very different to a swimmer, for example. If you play rugby, guys, obviously an example of this would be moving from the bike in your general preparation phase to potentially doing something on the field in your sport specific phase, probably more specifically with some chest to ground stuff, obviously, guys, because we need to learn how to get on and off the floor and be effective and run and get to the next breakdown, etc. So that's just an idea of how something can be more specific, so we're not wasting our time and we're actually trying to prepare ourselves for the competition phase, so when we actually play matches, this is going to benefit us. Then we move obviously onto our competition phase, guys. So if you play a team sport, generally your competition phase will be, as I said, it will be like 6, 7, 8 months of the year sort of thing. So this competition phase is massive. While we're in this competition phase, while you are training, guys, you've got to understand that the main thing is your game on the Saturday or your game on the Sunday or whenever you play midweek, etc. So whatever you do in your training cannot hinder that. So what you tend to find is that this is almost like a maintenance phase, where if you've developed good strength and good power during your off season in the GPP and the SPP phase, you're just trying to maintain this for the season and make sure that you're nice and fresh for your main event of the week, which is your game. The reason why I say this is because at the level of rugby I play is effectively semi-professional. What you tend to find is a lot of boys come to training on a Tuesday and Thursday night, and for example, they've done a massive leg session on Monday and then they're really fatigued. That then affects their performance of training on a Tuesday and a Thursday and potentially a match on a Saturday. So they're not optimizing their performance. So during this competition phase, guys, you've really got to think about what you do with your training, what days you train, and you've got to understand that we're trying to optimize performance for our competition. So that's really got to be in the back of your mind. I could go on for absolutely ever about how to sort of devise your training to optimize this performance, but as a general rule of thumb, you know, you shouldn't be maxing out your squat or being really heavy a day before a game or a day before training, because you're just not going to have enough of time to recover. So really have that in the back of your mind. Once again, if you're do a solo sport, i.e. boxing or weightlifting, etc., the chances are that you'll build up to a big event, which is a week or potentially just a day or a weekend. So in your competition phase, guys, you've really got to focus on the days leading up to this. Do you do a taper? Do you do a deload week in order so you're most effective on that day that you're competing in whatever sport you compete in? From there, guys, we then go into the recovery phase. This recovery phase is your chance to take a step back. Okay, guys, so give your body a chance to recover so that when you go back into that transition into your GPP, you're nice and fresh and you're ready to build again, guys, okay? And when you put these four phases together, guys, over a year, over 2 years, over 3 years, over 4 years, your base, you should be coming back stronger and fitter every time, because if you do this effectively and well, it will just build on top of each other. And okay then guys, so that's a bit easier for sports people because your seasons and your fights and your events are sort of, you kind of have a date in mind and you can build towards that. For the general population, this can be a lot tougher because effectively most general gym goers don't have a competition to build up to. They don't have like anything like that. They don't have a specific date. So people are kind of like, okay, so how do I set my training out so I'm not just stuck in a constant cycle and a rut and sort of have no direction? So the easiest way to do that is actually to set yourself like little blocks. So in your head, go, okay, so this is my general phase, this is my specific phase, this is my competition phase, and this is my recovery phase. You're thinking, okay, so how do I set them guidelines? Once again, guys, this is going to differ from person to person, but this is just an example. Your competition, guys, could be, for example, if you're into your resistance training, you could set yourself a competition phase, so a testing week or a testing day, say 10, 12, 16 weeks down the line. And then from there, guys, you've already got your guidelines. So then you can set yourself up, your two training blocks before that, so your GPP and your SPP. You can then set them up, building up to this competition phase, and then obviously your recovery phase is after that. So guys, if we just go really basic, like a, let's say a 12 week guideline of where you set yourself a target that you want to improve three different lifts, say for example, and just say that's 12 weeks down the line. So then you could split that up. So for your first 6 weeks, or your first 5 weeks, sorry, that could be your GPP phase. And then for your second 5 weeks, that can be your sports specific phase. You can then go into a competition phase, so that's a week where you then test your lifts, and then you then have a week off for recovery. So then you can then, after that recovery phase, guys, reevaluate, sort of see where you are, make sure your goals are aligned, and then you can decide where you want to go from that. And then just for that 12 week, guys, you see that's a 3 month period. Hopefully after that 3 month period, you've achieved what you wanted to achieve from them phases, or from that block of training. And then, as I said, you can reassess and go again. This way, training is kept fresh, you don't get bored, and then you always have an objective. Okay, guys, so just to really hammer home on that point, you should always look at your training and basically just devise it and make sure you always have not an end date, but you have something to reach for, something to work for. You don't want to get stuck in this constant sort of lull of, oh, I'll just do this, because inevitably you're going to get bored. And then just another point on that, guys, what I will say is, if you're a sports person, make sure that you train for your sport. There's nothing worse than training that will hinder your sport almost, or that won't complement it, because you're going to increase your risk of injury. Your sports performance will go down, and most of all, you won't enjoy one thing. So if you're training in the gym and outside of your sport doesn't complement what you're doing in your sport, then the chances are that, as I said, your performance will go down, and then therefore you probably won't enjoy your sport as much, and then it's just a constant vicious cycle. Okay guys, so obviously pretty short today, but that was just me touching on how to periodize. If you'd like some help with periodization, especially if you're a sports person, then you know, you can find me on Instagram if you'd like to work with me. It's absolutely no problem. Or if you like just some general advice, I am more than happy to help, guys. So that was just a quick one on periodization, team. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks a lot.